We will call to order this meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission. Co-chair Simon. Co-chair Charette.
Here.
Curry. Commissioner Haley. Commissioner Lennon.
Here.
Commissioner Mezzatesta.
Here.
Commissioner Veazey. Student Commissioner Steerwalt. Commissioner Avalos.
Here.
Have no did public comment for this. And meeting minutes, aka monthly typo correction. A motion to adjourn. Charette?
Yes.
Haley? Mr. Lennon? Yes. Mezzatesta?
Yes.
Mr. Drury to the roll?
Yes.
All right. 5-0. Right along, commissioner updates. Want to kick us off?
I wanted to mention was a couple of things that I've been reading on social media, which was some frustration with the community aggregation program. People
I've had a few calls as with the used by it. It didn't have your choice energy. One of the aggregators sent out a mailing. So I've answered a few questions like that. I've gotten a few angry calls about why do I have to opt out. I did have one instance where a woman called and said she, after she contacted along North Avenue.
And there was another set of inquiries that people were just asking, like general other residents, about solar shingles, like not solar, but solar shingles.
I have not had any.
Well, I don't think they reached out to Village Hall. It was just to each other. And I just wondered, is that something that we can get out on? We don't have to talk about it here, but I just thought, just put it on our radar. These are things that people are talking
about. I think it's general untrustworthiness of anything beyond fires, rates jacked up, and they're not get all the information out there, but
there was a long exchange back and forth on one of the Facebook pages that has the most people, of course, neighbors, and the administrator of the group was, I was trying to answer questions and we were going back and forth and back and forth, and then he pulled up the statements of where the different utilities get their energy from, but he pulled them up from different months because I think it's always the same. I think they get them from the Illinois Power Association, so the breakdown's always going to be the same, but he pulled up like December and then March, and it does vary depending on how much energy is used because they go back, you know, more energy that's required, they go back into the thing. So We're going back and forth, and, you know, I thought I was answering questions. And finally he said, well, if they buy them from the same one, I don't understand how they make money doing it. It just seemed like this is not the place to for this to play out. But those are the kinds of things that they want.
Anyone else?
Don't have anything, but I do have a question.
Yep.
I've gotten a couple inquiries about, again, this, what we can and what they can't. Who can on the curb with a huge list and you cannot receive. Where can we, where can residents get that sticker or that?
So of the fairly complicated garbage contract, I would say. It will be on most residents' cans who have alley service. So how it works is if you live on an alley, you're given the big 65-gallon carts with the – have that on top. And then everyone else in charge of their own can. 35-gallon garbage can.
I live in an alley, and none of the bins.
Oh.
Absolutely. And I've walked three blocks from Chicago to Lake, and well,
let me
one
yeah.
block. I mean, yeah. So I can. that's all the questions I usually get.
That would be amazing. Yeah, reach out to them and just inquire about that, because I know I've gotten some with compost stickers.
It was also in last month's newsletter, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
For compost? Brown are the
compost.
Old compost.
Okay.
So
I think there's confusion.
Yes.
In the community.
Yes. There is confusion for me, and I'm the person in charge of this contract.
That's good to know, because they asked me, like, I'm an expert.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so they, like, very much swap out the cans and the carts very piecemeal. So if you're a longtime subscriber to the compost program, we have a brown cart. I didn't even know this. Blue cart. There's even been some confusion on garbage versus compost recycling. So I've tried to get clarity from LRS on it, and and then to make matters even more confusing for the driveway service residents is for a long time Strom had these dark green in the past year, all of those have started breaking. So I have to tell all of these people, we don't have any more of those, but we can swap it out with the The one thing I will say is, so we had the Katie, the representative from LRS, out in a mailer, and I think it would be beneficial to really have that be an education.
Do you?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I can set up a field trip if anybody else is interested.
Well,
she is very responsive on issues. I mean, I had a service issue with the resident, and I guess personally called. To resolve the aren't as educated. But also, I have a question. I was excited website, and all that. Gillis was so each commission has a Gillis is the trustee interface with Eric and Susan a lot. Direction stuff. I believe that's the standard for most out at the commission. Any working group report?
And I shared this with Susan, and she actually had a great idea. In talking to my contract, but I mentioned to him that we were thinking of adding data registrations for the contractors, whether or not they installed heat pumps. Normal. And he said, well, that's not going to work as well as you think it might, because I didn't realize that they had to register every year and pay a fee.
Yes.
And so they only do that if they have a project,
yes.
Which means in any given year you're not going to have everybody that might be available to do that. But Susan had a great idea. Maybe we could collect that or someplace else, you know. And all right, so we had somebody last year, and we know that he. So I suppose we should still have to collect the information. So perhaps it still needs to be on the registration form, but I don't know. Once a quarter, once a year, because I don't know when they would fall off of the database.
So it is it. It came from the State Department of Financial Professional Regulation. Each profession there has annual registration. This, every single contractor, it's rolling from whenever they sign up to 1 year from that date. Very different approach. There's not a first cutoff of let all the electricians know.
But you do have a date. Because then you know when it's going to expire.
Yeah,
okay.
We do have a date. It's just, it's unique to that individual contractor.
I'd be.
Yeah, I would say there's probably a core of contractors that annually do a lot of business.
Well, the other thing that Greg said was that, because I asked him about a couple of contractors way back when we did our stuff in 2017 at my house, the other two contractors laughed at me when I suggested, oh, no, both of those companies are doing it. You'd have to be crazy not to, is the point. And he said that there's getting to be a lot more. So it may be less important to be.
And just sort of. Readiness cohort, we are on updating, and there will be an those who are certified by the state.
Oh, great.
So it'll be not going to require it, but we're going to sort of put it and have it be its. I know that something like that is possible. It said heat pumps, geothermal, what was the other?
Geothermal and air source are the two. Many people doing geothermal in the six figures to do it, but you never know. There's a few, yeah.
And those might be the instance, sort of one-off con. Does those big projects.
Yeah, Greg's comment is there's only five that do those.
Yeah.
He isn't one of them, but. Other things, I had Seth send you my deck. There's a group of condo owners that's sort of a green condo group, casual thing. We've met once and we're going to meet quarterly via Zoom and do presentations and share information and so on. Condos have some different problems being green. Programs that aren't available. So I put this together not only for that group, but one of my acquaintances, Phyllis Rubin, would like to invite some of her neighbors in to her condo, try and talk up some things, and feel like she was somebody that could present, and I volunteered to it. So I put this in another way to. And the third thing I wanted to mention was that I've had a very interesting experience trying to see if we couldn't bring heat pumps pump into the common area. We need to replace our HVAC system. And when I asked about heat pumps, the two contractors that they had gone to said no. A little suspicious of that, so I asked some questions. Ford wasn't very responsive, so I convinced them to bring my guy in. He shared. And in our particular case, the wiring we would have to do, roof, would have been at least an extra $5,000. So in talking to Greg in more detail about heat pumps in homes and, you know, individual condos versus the situation, trying to find out if he thought that there were common problems that you might run into in family. And, you know, he shared several different things. Our problem was unique to our building. Not necessarily a common problem, but it was interesting to find out that, you know, you're gung-ho, you want to do these things, but then reality sets in, and there just are situations where it's just, in our case, we had to have three-phase wiring for this unit. Our unit has one-phase wiring over here and three over here, and we needed three-phase in two places. And apparently wiring from the garage up to the sixth floor kind of thing, and particularly avoiding breaking into walls because we've got wallpaper and rating issues and so on. So as I'm exploring, it's just really interesting to learn. And I feel like the more information I can collect, and, you know, you can present a realistic picture to people. There may be workarounds. I had hoped that there would be. I did ask was, well, gee whiz, our furnace is at least 20 years old. Aren't the new furnaces more efficient? And he explained to me that conventional electric furnaces, resistive, I think is the term he used, and that a resistive furnace is pretty much a resistive furnace. It may be slightly better because ours was old and perhaps was not working correctly. But basically, because I had thought maybe we'd at least gain something for having. So it's. He did say that he thought our building was unusual, that it was all electric, but that there were probably more condos gas heat. And in those cases, but, and they, their equipment was and how hard it is. I'll keep collecting information. And I hope when we meet with the rest of the condo owners in this group, I can find out if any of them. Greg's comment was, this is Greg Suter, that, you know, it costs you nothing to explore it, and he encourages everybody to.
Moving on to communications. Just wanted to share updates to the website. Did not get it up here like I was hoping for, but did get it directly linked on the homepage. Got some small steps at least. Made all of the sort of very quick phase one sort of changes of back and forth between the and the guide, statement document, the pop-up stuff of coming up this next month, the pop-up stuff I'm still looking into. I don't know if there's a way just with the list, right? So we might have to further look into about some of the. And I know you had highlighted the searchability of it. I was testing it and it was popping up in the first few, but like old agendas and stuff. Up or up to. So I don't know exactly what happened there, but at least my search functions before it was like down here.
I wonder if this is based on how many people have, you know, they just rank order it by how many people have looked for that.
If you feel it, because like Seth just.
Oh, no, those are the separate search results. Yeah. No, it's got probably agendas going back for a few years. but, yeah, so we've made some small steps there.
Well, I think the changes have made.
Glad to hear it.
Find it. Hustling. Even if we don't do anything else. Of it is lovely. It's more like frosting on the cake, and I'm aware that the limitations of the tool or perhaps the standards for the site. You can't do anything that's going to be radically different than the look and
feel. That was one of the things I had inquired about in sort of knowing full well, you know, it would be awesome to update this, but we would likely be a full website review. A lot of things to chew off then if that were the case.
Well, I personally think that would be great, but, you know, you have to be realistic. I mean, for instance, the idea of popping up a calendar that looks like a calendar, we're not doing it anywhere else in the site. Even if we could figure out how to do it technically,
yeah.
They probably
and I have
don't want to do that.
Asked our deputy to add them to this calendar. Change got added. I don't know if any. This is, it fills in everything from the. Be a little busy, but. All these green events and things like that. To have our social media spots, but to just.
Well, and I was just a little concerned because I thought, you know, Oak Park, climate action ready, or I may not be saying it right order of words, but anyway, you know, it's there right up front, you know what the is, et cetera, and I was wanting us to at least be equivalent, and I think we've got it.
Here.
Nothing else I
moving on to newsletter stuff. So I have just been Forest High School thrift shop event in there, and the other event plugs this weekend. Through the rest of this month should be pretty good, and then obviously all thought for next month. I know flag recycling had been discussed. Household hazardous waste going out right around May. First full week of May is International Compost Week, and then May is previous posts on. We've got what your all thoughts monthly
I personally like the international conference. I think the people that participate drop off, we can.
Oh, yeah, so.
You know, like you can go and order compost to be dropped off on your property.
That, those deliveries are starting this week. Try to get them out right at the. It may go into May. I think it went to last deliveries and late sign up. So, yeah, I think. And to even promote, like, if you sign up next year, you'll be part of this.
I think the bike month. I think the flag one is always. All the time.
good for that, but waste, or if the hazardous waste postcards are going out, maybe then however you want to time that.
Biking to the compost for it's just like
weekend.
A
this weekend.
Yeah, that's being promoted now. It's month and
Michael, or do you need assistance?
I should. These were all recycled ones. That's the reason for me listing them below there. So that will get us well past our meeting. Any more communications?
I can share that I had a conversation with Wendy Greenhouse. I think her name is wonderful. A green person, I had reached out to OpCan because Oak Park, the village, doesn't have sustainability. I reached out to them, talking about this idea of a column in both villages kind of being involved. So we had a real good discussion. They'd absolutely like, they don't have time to be co-author necessarily. That it's a broader theme that we. I did send a sample to Ken Trainer. Ed, would you please talk with whoever the decision makers are, see if this is something. And Wendy had also said that, and I don't remember who it was in OpCam, someone else had reached out to Dan Haley and had said, well, we would like to. They weren't necessarily volunteering to do it, but we're trying to promote the idea of every week, or they want it every week. And Trainer and I were talking about one, but, you know, having some cover. I have not heard back from Ken. I will say I'm a little disappointed in the new editor, Erica Hobbs. Apparently, OpCan had tried to get in touch with her a couple of times via email and not gotten a. Maybe she's just busy because she's new, you know, I don't think she's over all the
we flying through this agenda. All right, so we are on to other business then. I had put together just a quick analysis of the charging station for, I did 2 weeks before and 3 weeks after the fee went into effect. Two charts probably are the best illustration for the effectiveness the fee has had. So we have had a slight dip in the total number of charging sessions. I think 108 the 3 weeks before, down to 94. So I don't know if that's a variation. I'll keep sort of monitoring
that. It was also spring break during that period, so a lot of people are out of town. I think we need a longer sample period.
Yeah. But I think the numbers for the length of the charging sessions and the length people plugged in, more than a day. The excessive charging time that to only of the 94 sessions 3 hours and only 5 going beyond 4.
I had a question. The person who was there 2 hours and like 15 seconds, do they pay $10?
No, it is. So this happened with one of our firefighters who has and he got there a minute after and it was penny. Yeah, it was. So it's
not like the minute. It's like if you left it there an entire hour.
Correct.
So
yeah.
If you were there 15 minutes, it's $2.50.
Yes.
Okay. That's
I was seeing all these like
for
83 cents and stuff like that, and I was, and then I realized
so
it
people
was
just missing it by
correlate.
Seconds.
Yeah.
That's
and I think a lot of those were first 2 hours. And I think if I proving to be a pretty effective so in terms of negative feedback, there was the one individual.
I think you're most I wasn't aware of this 24-hour person, but I would think that would be the most strong you could have, because I mean that's 24 hours that one of our two chargers are. The complaints specifically, like the topic of the complaint.
That 2 hours was insufficient. Politely reword this, it's that this is a service is charging and really inconvenient walk home and then have.
You know, I was talking, my brother's a Tesla owner, and I was talking to him, and he was reminding me that you don't want your battery to go below 20%, and ultimately you don't want to, or you don't want to charge it beyond 80%. So, I mean, we cover pretty close to that 20 to 80 ridiculous standard that everybody in the village would have free access to, free unlimited access, you know, with the numbers of EVs we have in our village.
And
also.
I just
ridiculous.
Out of my own. Hours is a level one.
Level
yeah,
one.
That's what I meant. I always can. Yeah. Still getting.
And I think as long as the seems like. The study that was done, is that electric cohort, or is that just like an independent?
So, yeah, we had done that independently, and then we had actually applied to readiness cohort. readiness cohort. It looks like that. Normally done that. These in particular were we're looking at sort of fire equipment that is designation with yeah, that is. Yeah, it's just charging.
Is there anything in the way of rates, programs, anything that would help multifamily buildings in infrastructure?
Yes, and let that has per port, I believe, or per, and then fast charge, it's based on.
With the green building too.
Yeah.
Good question to that.
No, so our zoning changes are going to be
multi-family buildings, for example. Spaces and all that.
So yeah, our space percentages. That would presumably. But yeah, that would. The thing I just
where those credits coming from?
Savings that. Interesting to you also just if it's supposed to be wrapped up. Yeah, once it's complete. Most of the ones outside are increased. Both of the student sector. I didn't know if you had any questions or
How's
there
that?
We go.
Beautiful. We only have about 3 weeks before we have to. I do have some questions, just curious, but what was the driving forces behind.
Yeah, so the metrics that we had seen was the average, but the average time was 4.5. Those two ports at that one publicly available.
And as we said earlier, one person was parked there 24 hours.
Right.
Basically, 27.
Taking,
you know, 27 hours.
And another question I had about zoning. That also. A parking minimum call, is that stated? I think I heard that come up.
So the only thing dealing with like existing parking minimums is towards those parking. That's the only change we're toward. There is discussion on construction requires single family or multifamily up. Or more, all provided parking spots. Commercial, there old level item. But we had discussed last month. 20% or any non-resident. Our lot. They would only need 6. So I honestly don't know what board stuff that is, but EV changes will.
Oh, ever. that, are you primarily?
No more than me. I know there was, there were, the village implemented a bunch of the recommendations. So we've had some discussion years of sort of in.
We haven't talked about this. Working on it.
On bike related. Intergovernmental agreement.
Was there any, in the past, was there communication or school in biking? Because I feel like the students in the school, it is such a community that has a huge bike population from.
Routes to school. You might have even had some over. Where I had started with the. Not too distant past.
When we move. I was floored. I was so impressed by it. Like there should have, there. You know, like, because they didn't, they just blew the stop sign, which is always lovely. But more people would even.
And I know for a lot of like the striping and the side street stuff, that was all completed. And I called out because it was things like traffic volumes would it bike lane? Is there to the state, and then it just directly approval or implemented to my knowledge. Hope the village-wide traffic step those implementations actually know if it's the school district or the village or a partnership between them. One of the crossing guards walk over from here. I'm honestly not sure yet.
I would bike to the train.
Walk this community, the whole community. It goes by that I couldn't get run over. All in front of it. Huge issue. I live on Lathrop. People, I don't think this the instructor. I mean, in front of the school, enforcement is a huge issue. They just don't, we have the crossing guards out. It's
we had this problem in Oak Park when Marion, the corner of Marion and Lemoyne by the paint because people were blowing, so they come off Harlem and cut through. And every time I came out in my car in that intersection, I almost got hit. They stuck a cop car. We told them, you're going to make your ticket quota for the month just on our corner. You know, we get better for a while. Need to look at a few corners.
Sorry, I mean, to your point, like,
it has to be safe.
You
to
know,
be
so I mean, like,
right?
Some of it's hard to, like, out of our control.
Ultimate policy making in this field is up to the improving walkability, improving bike, ending sort of green space in the parkway. Washington Street. Hope is to sort of have it.
I used to live in Galewood. Traffic from routes with wide in the center, and it completely people. people ran right through it and got into an accident and popped their tires. And but it was very dangerous for us to hang in space. It's low traffic. I did complete the survey.
What was that?
So there's an intersection, and they take a curb, and then in the inside. Nordica.
The EV River Forest, is that public?
Possibly, but it might be buried somewhere. Let me, I think I had sent it to the professor's. Time we meet again next, reports to review and discuss. So,
can you remind us of weeks? It's the presentation and present it. Sorry, I don't remember.
So, they will be presenting their final to their class the evening of the 30th. So, of April, yes. I believe they're going to provide Zoom links. I was going to attend virtually with you all to be able to attend. Work, and we'll have copies as the.
We're pretty much done with the agenda, right?
Yep.
Before we wrap up, I just wanted to highlight something that Seth reported last time, but there was like just one portion that I don't think he really played up, and this has to do with the community solar for the, is that the street lights and?
Yes. Yeah, we are looking to add the station and the street. Account, but those accounts are added to a community solar program. Our initial review of the contract going through the edit us, so
the other reason I wanted to circle back, because there's another portion of that, which is kind of a big deal, that we are large enough that we will become the anchor for a new community solar project. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
you know, when I think of community solar, I'm usually thinking about, you know, our residential where we're just getting like, you know, we're a little bit being tacked on, but this will actually result in a new development. They look for an anchor, which is going to hold on the whole project. So I just wanted to circle back and highlight it. Gary, when Seth presented it at Planet Green, Gary Coonan was really interested in, even made a, you know, made an appointment afterwards to see how to set up, you know, other people to replicate this process. As Seth said before, they went through our energy consultant that the village uses, and I think you were highlighting to Gary that this was a several year effort.
This has been initially looked into it when there was another company trying to meet the we're looking for. We were in the more than 100, like worth of utility bills, basically, for them to review. Yeah, it's going.
No.
It's 8,000 a year. So fully by a set amount.
Well, it's something that I advertising. Well, the village is doing it. X dollars there.
And I also would suggest that once this is sealed and done, that we combine it with the other thing that you reported, LED, and just, you know, kind of do a report, you know, sort of more on like, what is your village doing? Because I think a lot of people use the excuse of like, oh, we're just one house, so what does it matter? But, you know, to know that the village. I also wondered, given that we're the anchor for this project, is there any scope that residents could get in, you know, and sort of like maybe jump a line? Because when we go through, I guess it's a different program because we're talking about MC squared in the exam. But
yeah.
I'm just wondering if there's any scope for, you know, because there's like a 6-month wait. And
so everyone who has signed up we're a small amount that you're a next sample.
We are in double digits at least.
So
what, like 11%?
Oh,
anyway, I'm just thinking that once all that is done, maybe we can use that, you know, sort of as a cornerstone to make another really big effort that, you know, the village
and
is promoting it. They're, you know, they're involved on their level. And just make one more big push and effort to get people
involved.
Yeah,
one of the things I had
asked. I think we have to just revisit this because if we just have that program and it's sitting there and we're not highlighting it, then, you know, our subscriptions are not going to go up.
And so when I got in that report and seen that heard about making
well, it seems like that'd be a great
I've asked that might be part of it. follow-ups, and I'm
recall what the
do we know
was.
If perhaps these people are going with a different program that they can get in? And there's no way to know.
Community solar, I don't think it's a program if they
like
are getting
Louise is you're on a community solar, but you're not counted in our number.
Yeah, we've been on we got on NextAmp when we moved. NextAmp is only a month to 3 months wait.
Took me a year.
But you went through MC Squared. Did you recommend right away?
Yeah,
that you
MC Squared referred for total people on the
like, I don't know how their messaging.
Maybe in addition to the postcard, there could be like an you know effort to catch the people who
yeah.
said they were interested, didn't follow through, and maybe give them different options about, you know, do you want to reach out to somebody to talk about this or, you know, like. Know that there's this new project. If that's a possibility. I don't know if that's something that you can bring up in the next amp, but that. And then I also thought, you know, sometimes people are motivated by money. So maybe even if we just had a very small allocation, like $1,000, and we say, you know, $100 to, you know, $100 credit to the first, and up for it, maybe somebody's attention. So maybe we can think about some different incentives like that. Might get people moving. Maybe. I mean, it's just so sad to me when there's something that is in somebody's interest that costs less money. And you still, you know, you still can't get them to.
Part of the might confuse people. Portion of that reduction back to your community.
It's not in their incentive to do so.
So I was very confused by this, okay, because my husband's the one that signed us up, and I paid no attention. I paid both bills and so on. Until I went through a year's worth of bills to pull the numbers together in my deck and that I sent to everybody in my building. I'm motivated, and I'm a reasonably intelligent person. I'm minded, so I'm not freaked out by some of the my building aren't like that. So I really simplified it. Said, look, the reason that you get a credit over here and you pay over here is get the credit ahead, but when you get the bill, it's less. And that difference is what you save. I showed them, and if you're looking here, my bills for a year, bills, savings. Kind of sales work, and that it will work with some of the people.
Any further discussion? I don't believe so. I know, yeah, we had discussed that, and then
we involved, we had
that goes into effect, Oak Parks? 2025?
Yeah. February or May of next.
I mean, most of the services, like I think the majority of gas blowers right now are being used by the services. You know, my casual observation, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but when I go around and look at people, because most people do not want to be blasted by this stuff in their face. So the services are having to go over anyway. So I think there'll be a change in purchasing. Anyway, we should probably circle back to that at some point and.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would be of the in gas powered. Most public concern, at least from what I've heard, is pollution related, but.
I mean, the easiest thing, as always, is just to jump on Oak Park.
Well, and a lot of the same landscaping companies.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to do both. So unless they just put all their, you know, they say, okay, when you go into River Forest, take all your old gas thing. And because the noise is, I mean, I know that's not our primary. Noise is just.
Susan.
I don't recall that, but I can want to have this be a discussion.
Maybe we can dig up. Sort of.
Have Parks as
well, and if there has to be a delay because you have to give them equipment, the longer we wait,
exactly. I mean, they're going to have to do it for Oak Park anyway, so this has to be.
About it next month.
All right. May 14th is the meeting date. Planning projects, I will have a couple of updates for the readiness cohort, and we will discuss. That do
motion to adjourn.
Charette?
Yes.
Three. Haley?
Yes.
Lennon?
Yes.
Testa?
Yes.
Easy. Yes. We're adjourned at 8:25.